In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Akribia. Akribia. A word familiar to anyone? Akribia. Economia. People have heard of economia, but we haven't heard of akribia. One of my most beloved professors at St. Vladimir Seminary was Sergei Verkhovskoy. And professor, we just called him professor. He always used to say that orthodoxy is the absence of one-sidedness. The absence of one-sidedness. Heresy, after all, is the emphasis of one side to the exclusion of the other. A preference for one truth rather than other truths. So that one truth becomes central and everything else is judged according to the standard of that one truth. And many things that have been revealed are lost because of that kind of one-sidedness. This morning is an opportunity for us to regain something that we may have lost. Most here know that the Orthodox Church in America is going through a time of spiritual difficulty. We have recently had a catastrophe in our leadership, and we had to make a change at the level of the Metropolitan Bishop of the Orthodox Church in America. And the Synod of Bishops found a new and a young bishop, Jonah, who was going to be our diocesan bishop. But when Archbishop Dimitri took him along to the All-American Council to introduce him to the other bishops, the All-American Council, not just the bishops, but everyone, they found that this man was the man that needed to be chosen to be our new Metropolitan. Now our new Metropolitan Jonah, has looked at our spiritual situation and finds, as we all know, that our spiritual house is in disorder. Disorder in this new land of America that Orthodoxy has come to. It puts us in a spiritually very vulnerable position. We just heard from St. Paul about how order is established within the church by giving various gifts to various people. Some are called to be prophets, and some missionaries, and some teachers, and some leaders of the church. Order is to be maintained within the house. St. Paul has spoken about this lots of other places. Maintain good order in the house, he says. And if you've heard of that idea of economia, the Orthodox teaching about economia, you know that what's being referred to is the economy of the house, to keep the economy of the house in good order. A very down-to-earth sort of principle becomes very difficult for some of us to understand sometimes, but it really is something that all of us deal with, the good order in our house. And there are those who have a pastoral responsibility to maintain that order. And in a time of spiritual challenge like this one, economy is not enough. Akribia is necessary in order for us to maintain good order within our house. Now this is probably going to make us look bad outside of the house. It's probably going to send a bad message. And in America, image is everything. But for Orthodox, image isn't everything. We have icons, but they are icons of Christ. We have icons, but they are icons of the saints. those who have died to themselves and live in Christ. Those are the images that we are concerned about, not the false image and misunderstanding that we may generate outside by doing what is necessary to establish good spiritual order within the house. Now what happens as a result is when someone wants to come and become a member of the household of the Orthodox faith, they'll find that things are a little different than they were before. But it's about us. Acritia, a strict interpretation of the canons in this particular case. Acritia, a strict interpretation of the canons to maintain order, is about maintaining order within the house. It's not a message to those outside. It's something that is necessary for us. We never understood economia in the first place. We thought it was about being lenient on people who came. Maybe in some sense recognizing or acknowledging, for example, very much to the point today, a baptism outside of the house, outside of the house of communion that we all share with one another. But it isn't about that. After all, Orthodox don't know anything about this idea of validity. Valid sacraments according to some kind of legal standard, that way of thinking belongs entirely to the West. We think most of the time it belongs entirely to the Roman Catholic Church, because certainly they are the ones who specialize in deciding whether something is valid or whether it isn't. But it is surprising to find out that that idea of validity has passed on even to those Western confessions that actually don't have a full and ancient tradition of the nature of sacraments. Some of them baptize, but their understanding of baptism is non-sacramental. Others are developing a more sacramental understanding of baptism than was traditional with them, or looking for roots of an understanding of sacrament that has become important to them. But whether that's the case or whether it isn't, it certainly has never been a matter of acknowledging the validity of the sacrament of baptism on the part of someone who was baptized in some confession outside of the Orthodox faith. Validity is not how we understand sacrament. Now you have to come closer to Orthodox faith in order to understand how we do understand sacrament. That the place of baptism has a different kind of place and role within the life of the church, as Orthodox understand the church, than it does for those outside. Economia is offered in order that those might be saved who are outside because we are able to be so bright a presence of the church in the world that we can graciously offer that economia. We are not in a position like that today. We are spiritually weak. We need repentance. We need to focus on the reality of our own Orthodox Christian faith. You can't fake it. You can't come up with some kind of good-sounding and good-looking, slick-produced description of what the church is and then not be the church. And that's our difficulty in America, is to be the church. Many times you've heard me say that to be a mission church in America is to be actually and really the presence of the church. It's going to take a little slowing down on our offering of economia. It's going to take a return to acribia, a return to recognition that there is something that is the norm, the standard, the way things actually are in reality. And we only can depart from that for the sake of someone's salvation if that norm and that standard is in place, and it's not. There is something wrong with our own spiritual life within the house. We are in danger of moral and spiritual chaos, and we must repent. We must focus on the reality of our own spiritual lives, Those who come in must know that this is what we are doing and must know that they are coming into a place where this is necessary. Now, I'm talking specifically about the Orthodox Church in America. Orthodox don't understand some kind of general abstract idea of the church. The church is what you find in some particular place that has the fullness of the faith. There are churches in the world that have been through tribulations and persecutions that we know nothing about. And those churches are spiritually stronger than we are. So it's not orthodoxy that's in danger. It's our opportunity within the life that we live together to achieve what St. Paul is talking about this morning in his letter. Order is not there for its own sake. Order is there and teaching is there and all of the things that are there within the church are there for one purpose only, that we might attain the fullness of the stature of Christ. We can't hide the fact if we are having difficulties with that, and we are more concerned with what others think about us than we are the reality of the presence of the church in the world here in America in this time and place. We are responsible for that. No one else is. The church in America is not necessarily going to triumph. It could fail. Certainly this is not the best soil for an understanding of the fullness of a faith that begins with the death of the person who enters into the body of Christ. There is no compromise with that. That's the norm. That's the standard. And there has to be a strong and vibrant confession of Christ, a community that is living a holy life, not based on our own holiness, we know, but based on God's holiness, in order for us to offer out the hand of economia for the salvation of those who want to enter and be part of the fullness of the church. We wouldn't be doing him any favor if we offered them the hand of economia and they came into a group of human beings who were making believe that they were living the life in Christ, who had understandings of the faith that have nothing to do with reality, we would not be doing them any favor. We would not be being the presence of Christ and the presence of the church in this time and this place if we were willing to do that. And so it's not about whatever outsiders may think, their inadequacy or the inadequacy of whatever they are doing, which has nothing to do with us. Household economy, the good household order, is not a household order that we are trying to impose on the universe in general or in all churches, including Western and heterodox churches that are not one with us at the chalice. Both economia and akrivia, the strict interpretation of the ancient canons of the faith that guide us, are about us. What is necessary for the bishops to do within the faith. Now, it may be confusing for us because I know that there are ideas of what the church is that go beyond our understanding of the fact that the church is the church when it is itself in time and space, historically, really, and in its fullness, and sharing that fullness with the whole of the faith in Catholicity. Even that word, Catholic, after all, has its own understanding in the West that has nothing to do with our use of it. When we say Catholic, we mean that every place that you find the local church, the local Orthodox Church, you find the fullness of the faith. Each part is to the whole as the whole is to the part. There is that organic wholeness and reality of those churches at communion and at one with one another. Catholicity is the only standard of what the Roman Catholics simply call universality. Yes, universality. Wherever you find a church that has the fullness of the faith, you find the fullness of the whole faith there, and the church is in that time and place. The church across the century is in that time and place. But there is a more abstract understanding of the church that begins with the Roman Catholic West. They claim that our authority is universal. It includes the whole world. That's not our understanding of Catholicity. Our understanding of Catholicity is based on the reality in particular time, particular place. There is a historical reality of the church. You can see it down through the ages. It's always been there. And it's always been the same. And the canons have always been the same because they have always affirmed that the reality of things has been unchanged in all that time. And there has been no change in policy, as I heard someone say. The policy is the same policy it has always been when it comes to receiving those who want to become members of the fullness of the faith. A pastoral responsibility, whether it's a priest but especially a bishop, is always to discern the spiritual realities at hand and deal with those spiritual realities. And those spiritual realities may be dealt with by economia, or those spiritual realities may be dealt with by ecclesia, a strict adherence to the norms of the faith. It depends on the situation. We think it depends on the individual person. To me, it has been necessary for the Orthodox to baptize me. Why me? Why from my confession? It's not about me. We always think it's about us. Why are they not accepting me? They accepted these other people, now they're not accepting me. Our lack of understanding comes from the fact that we are placing ourselves at the center of things. And that's not the reality. That's not the reality of the kind of world that God created. That's not the reality of the church. That's not the reality of our faith. It's not even the reality of our individual lives. It's not ultimately all about us and about my understanding of how I have been dealt with. The vast majority of us in this room who are Orthodox and can come to the chalice were received by economia. Some of us, if we had not been received by economia, if it had been necessary for us to be received by baptism, would we have remained outside, not come into the fullness of the faith? Was it of that little importance to us? Did we come into the faith because of social reasons or friendship or something else that has nothing to do with the fact that in order to enter into the body of Christ, whether we're received by chrismation or whether we're received by baptism, we must die to the life that we were going to live without this way of life? And so if we are among those who can say to ourselves when we consider it, if this had been necessary, I wouldn't have come to the church. I wouldn't have come to the church. If it was about you and that's how you felt, then probably that was a good thing. Thank God that wasn't necessary. If you have been received with economia by chrismation, thank God and ask Him to help the weakness of your faith. And now, if you are received by baptism, what does that mean about you? Not a thing. It's not about you. It's about the order of our local church. It has to do with that. That's why the bishop makes the decision. He's not thinking about all those churches out there, Western churches and confessions, that are definitely going to be offended and misunderstand. We're not in a position to worry about them, first of all, at this point. We have to deal with the disorder, the spiritual disorder, within our own house first. That's why the decision has been made. But if you have been received by baptism, are you in a position to be prideful? I was received by baptism. After all, here is Jonathan. He is the youngest of us. All the older children are jealous of the youngest child. Seems to be the way it is. Why did he get that? Why didn't I get that? That's how we feel. Look how inappropriate that is. And if you are received into the church, and the important thing is we are received into the fullness of the faith. We have all been received into the fullness of the faith, right? Oh, except for one person. There is one person here who has not been received into the fullness of the faith, even though they have just been baptized. Being baptized doesn't make you someone who has received the fullness of the faith. How do you receive the fullness of the faith? You come to the chalice and you receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Then you have received the fullness of the faith. Then you are a member of his body. You are baptized into his body. That's preparation. Being a catechumen is preparation. Baptism is preparation. Confession is preparation. When we fall away, we need to re-prepare again and come back by way of confessing our sins, a new baptism, a new death. All preparation for what? For coming to the chalice and being able to receive as someone who is a member of a local church with the fullness of the faith, a fullness of the faith that is shared in Catholicity by all of those other local churches that have that fullness of faith. That's the only understanding of Catholicity that we have. And so if you have been received by Acrebia and baptized, thank God and ask him to help the weakness of your faith. Thank God and ask him to forgive your sins. Don't make it a point of pride and fall immediately away from that life that you've been baptized into. We need in America, first of all, to learn humility, to deal with this raging pride that all of us seem to have. We have got to deal with that, or we are never going to be able to witness to the presence of a reality that is unknown outside of the Orthodox faith. Sacraments, as we experience sacraments, very difficult to understand outside of the faith. Difficult for us to understand. The majority of us are converts. We must purify our understanding and move deeper into the faith. Whenever economia reaches the point that it no longer brings us higher up and deeper into the faith, then it's not economia anymore. If it's just some kind of blanket acceptance, all those nice, you know, fuzzy-headed Orthodox, it's okay with them. And then all of a sudden something changes. Oh, what happened? They changed policy. They're different. That's not the way it is. And so we have to focus on the reality of our spiritual condition as individuals, as a faith, as a church, in this time and this place. Deal with all of the attacks that come on the effort to live this new life in Christ in this country, which we love. We're Americans. We are learning how to be Orthodox in America. We have a long way to go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.